Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. We want to celebrate our wonderful dads that are listening. But on the line, we got to discuss dadication. That's right. Talking to Eugene Schneeberg of Fathers and Families ICF on the National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse's PSA campaign, dadication. How you doing today, Eugene?
Hey, Julie. I'm doing amazing. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Of course, I love having my daddy around. And we often, sometimes I think, Eugene, we hear a lot of the negative info, particularly with fathers of color, but sincerely, dads who are involved in their kids' lives, it really makes a difference, and there's a lot of them.
No, that's absolutely right. The most recent census, the 2020 census data, let us know that between 2010 and 2020, more than 2 million children have their fathers in their household. And we're so excited about this great news. That more children are being raised by loving fathers and loving mothers. That's the best news any of us could get for this Father's Day.
Absolutely. And with the dadication campaign, I love it. Tell me more about that, Eugene.
Yeah, so the dadication campaign is an effort by the National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse to continue to raise awareness about how important, critical, and irreplaceable fathers are in the lives of their children. Mm-hmm. So we found four extraordinary fathers from across the country that are doing their best to love on their sons, love on their daughters, be the best fathers they can be. And so they tell some really compelling stories through these new dadication PSAs about how they overcame some real challenges. The really relatable stories, a really awesome set of four dads. I'm really excited about folks watching and listening to the PSA.
I am too, because we need to hear those stories, because it's not about being the perfect father, but it's about making progress and getting through the trials and tribulations. Eugene, where can people check out these PSAs?
Absolutely. So you can go to fatherhood.gov and you can check out the PSAs. And when you go to fatherhood.gov, what you'll find there is some great resources for fathers, tips for fathers, from fathers, creative ideas and activities that you can do with your kids this summer. Now that some of the restrictions are loosening up, we all need some great ideas to spend quality time with our children. So you can find those at fatherhood.gov. And you can also follow us on fatherhood.gov on Instagram.
All right. So we want to celebrate our fathers out there. Get resources. Fatherhood.gov is a wonderful, wonderful website. No matter what stage of fathering you're in, whether your child is little or they're old, or you're coming back after a situation, fatherhood.gov is so invaluable. So thanks, Eugene. We look forward to seeing those PSAs, dadication campaign, and celebrating our dads and supporting them, because being a father is a big job, man.
Thanks so much, Julie, and happy Father's Day to all you listening.